Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Colin Smith, The Battle of the Two C's by Laurel Williams. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Despite a relapse in 2021, 8 years after his initial diagnosis of chronic lymphatic leukemia, Colin Smith says recovering from COVID has been worse than his recurring blood cancer. Smith, who is 70 years old, lives in Johannesburg, Gauteng, with his wife. They have 3 children and 2 grandchildren. At the age of 59 in February 2013, Colin experienced discomfort in the top right side of his abdomen. He thought it was a pulled muscle and adds that he hadn't seen a doctor since undergoing a pilot's medical in 1994. He went to a GP where blood tests were done, which revealed the presence of chronic lymphocytic leukemia, CLL. He was referred to a hematologist and more tests were conducted, including a bone marrow biopsy. An additional health issue was picked up, which required surgery. This had to be done before any treatment for CLL could commence. He says, "I wasn't shocked to hear the news, nor was I expecting such news. While such news comes as an unpleasant surprise, I chose to be positive about a successful treatment outcome. My hematologist explained all details extremely thoroughly. Furthermore, I'm truly blessed that my wife, a pediatrician, is in the medical field. She has been my tireless counselor and support throughout this journey." Colin accepted the treatment plan without needing further opinions or options. Treatment started in July 2013 and consisted of 6 chemo cycles over 3 days each at 4 weekly intervals. Thankfully, I don't recall side effects other than being quite tired after the first and second cycle, improving thereafter to the extent that on days 2 and 3, which weren't full treatment days, I was able to go to my office and work after treatment in the mornings, Colin explains. A month after chemotherapy, a reassessment of his bone marrow was done, and it was all clear. Colin went for follow-ups every 3 months, then 6 monthly, until his blood count started to deteriorate. Follow-ups were then moved back to 3 monthly. A bone marrow biopsy in October 2021 confirmed a relapse requiring further treatment. A further 6 chemotherapy cycles were administered for 6 months from November 2021 to April 2022. Additional treatment, a targeted therapy oral tablet, commenced daily at the same time, which continued once chemo was completed. A reassessment bone marrow biopsy was done in April 2023, which was clear. Unfortunately, Colin was diagnosed with COVID at the end of April 2023, and the targeted therapy had to be stopped, with him struggling to regain full health. Since June 2023, Colin receives treatment every 4 weeks in an attempt to boost his immune system. This is ongoing. He continues to have blood tests and consultations with his hematologist every 3 months. When asked if he sensed he was ill, Colin responds, "I haven't sensed any illness, and to be honest, I've never felt ill with CLL, either before or during treatment. Though, I found COVID much more difficult to deal with and felt really terrible at times. It was necessary to be hospitalized for a few days, but with the assistance of my medical team and my wife, I managed to recover from the virus at home." He adds, "There can never be enough awareness of blood cancers. Look at my case. The diagnosis was determined from blood tests, and the symptoms to me did not suggest anything to do with blood cancer." Colin goes on to say, "I have an amazing wife who is always there to support and encourage me. She does her best to ensure that I toe the line and live as healthy a lifestyle as possible, eating appropriately, exercising as much as I can, and wearing a mask when necessary in public places. My entire family have been incredibly supportive and encouraging throughout. My daughter is a dietitian and guides me on how to eat nutritiously and insists I drink plenty of water. The family have made me a much better case than if I simply did as I pleased. The same applies to my close friends. I have continued to work full days throughout this time." This episode was brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support.